This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Blood Curdling Tales of Terror, the horror RPG here on Hyper RPG. Oh, please take a seat. Get mic'd up. Thank you so much. Right on time. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. This is a horror show RPG here at Hyper RPG. I'm Cameron Rice. I am your host and storyteller. Really exciting show today, everybody. This episode is called The Plane Ride from Hell. And there are ways you can affect the story. So let's go through that, and then I'm going to explain how we're going to play today's game. First of all, everybody, for $25, you can send in a custom passenger. That's right. That means you can fill this plane up with a bunch of crazy, weird, oddball kind of characters. Last week, we saw it where there was a clown, Triple H made an appearance, all kinds of, and Stephen Dorff survived. I didn't realize that until after we were off air, but Stephen Dorff, 3 foot tall Stephen Dorff vampire, lived through the vampire story.
Wow.
For $25, you get a custom passenger. For $50, inner monologue.
I didn't explain that, did I?
Nope.
Yeah, I was hoping somebody would be around today, but nobody was here for most of the day this morning, so I ended up having to just write stuff out and just get around. So inner monologue is somebody can tip for someone to have to look directly into the camera and share their deepest thoughts within that moment. Mm-hmm. And they get a minute to just share their inner monologue.
Oh, I love it.
So $50 inner monologue. Make sure you are specific, or you can make a GM's choice onto who gets to do the inner monologue. So that means the four players, be prepared to give a speech. At $75, weather, we're going to be in an airplane, everybody. And for $75, you can make that weather worse and worse. You can make it real turbulency, or maybe they get hit with a snow front and it gets real cold, even though planes are
insulated.
Whatever, this is a horror show. And for $100, you're the GM. You get to decide what happens in the chat room, so you can completely disrupt and ruin my story. But folks, the way we do this show is we play with the D20. I usually roll off against the player. Whoever gets higher than a 20 or higher than my number is the then they win. They win the roll off. But to give some advantages, we're going to go around and we're going to hand out some advantages to people. So Scott, you might have some connections to this airline. I'm going to give you a +2 on intuition.
Okay.
You might know the plane. You might know the mechanics of said plane.
Sounds good.
So here's the thing, real quick insight into how the show works. I send off an email that's like, who are you? What are you? And what are you doing on this plane? You can pick whatever you want. Anybody could have been anything. So we have two similar things that might kind of tie into each other.
Oh,
Matt, you are a manufacturer of drugs.
I am.
So I am going to give you a +2 on medicine.
Great. Great.
So Matt's going to have the ability to possibly heal or try and help people. Kate, you are a reporter, shall we say. So I'm going to give you... Scott, I'm going to get more specific. I'm going to give you actually +2 on mechanics.
Okay.
Kate, I'm going to give you +3 on intuition.
Ooh, thank you.
And finally, Kaina, which, by the way, is this your first time doing an RPG?
No.
Welcome.
Yes.
Oh, welcome.
Fresh meat. Yeah, so give me a fun one. So Kaina, you are a nanny and a drug dealer.
Wow.
Aren't they all?
So I'm going to give you a +2 on caring.
Okay.
So if you wanted to help somebody, watch out. That's different than healing. But it's like if something would happen to someone, you're like, oh, I want to catch them. I want to help them.
Okay.
So what would happen then is you would roll your d20. Whatever the number says, you would then add 2 to it if it's a caring roll.
Okay.
And if you have any questions, feel free to ask.
Cool.
So everybody, that is the game. And again, just to remind you, 25, you create a passenger. 50, you get to choose someone who's doing a monologue. 75, you can make the weather worse. and 100 you disrupt. Now we have goals set up, so at 250, there's something on the wing of the plane. Every time we reach 250, there's something on the wing of the plane. Might be a gremlin, might be something very helpful, might be William Shatner. Who's to say? But everybody, let us jump into this blood-curdling tale of terror, the plane ride from hell. We open up on a warm, sunny day. The plane on the tarmac, it's a very, very fancy plane, Catskill Airs. It's about to go to London. It's a two-story plane, first class, and regular class. This is the Tories, pilots in the front, and people start boarding the plane. Just a fair number of people. One of those people walking by, the stewardess, having his ticket torn, is Tom Catskill Jr. Oh, hello, Mr. Catskill.
Hello, you don't have to tell everybody who I am. I'm just here to fly to London.
Oh, are you sure we can accommodate you?
It's quite all right. I gotta go over some briefings before we get there. Don't make a fuss.
All right. Tears your ticket. You go sit. Not far behind Mr. Catskill is Clint Palmer, wearing a very fancy business suit, trying not to be noticed. Ticket, sir?
Yeah, here you go.
Look, tears your ticket. Business class.
Yeah, unfortunately. Can I get an aisle seat? Is that possible?
Well, I mean, this isn't a sold-out flight as long as your seat says window. It's a window seat, but if nobody's sitting in the aisle seat, feel free to take it.
I might take you up on that.
All right, lunch will be served in about an hour, sir.
Ugh. Probably won't eat it.
You don't have to. You can refuse lunch.
Good, because I won't.
Okay.
I won't eat it.
Okay, you're holding up the line, sir.
Good.
As more customers, as more passengers are going into the plane, number by number, a woman in a trench coat, Cindy Atwater, comes walking up, confident, a swagger to her walk.
I want to thank you very much for having me on this flight today. I expect it's going to be a very good one. Again, thank you so much for having me on this flight today.
Agile talking to and Cleaver, hashtag passengers on board.
All right, we'll get to that. Oh, ma'am, I'm just a stewardess.
Well, you are doing a fantastic job. I can see it. Everyone else can see it. You're doing a great job. Well done, you.
Oh, thank you very much. Here's your ticket.
Thank you so much. Have a nice day and a good evening.
And finally, near the end of the line, holding a crying baby, Carrie Nelson. Oh, what a cute baby. Is that yours?
No, I'm a nanny.
Oh, how very nice.
Mm-hmm. Shh, it's almost her nap time, so she's getting fussy.
Oh, well, very good. We have lunch in about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Does the child need anything?
No, I have plenty of formula for the baby.
Hashtag passenger 57. One Wesley Snipes. Always bet on black tongue.
All right, we'll get there. Thank you very much. I believe you'll be sitting next to this fine woman right here.
Oh, lovely.
In the empty seat, there is an older woman, a jive-talking June Cleaver type.
Naturally.
Hey, that's a cute baby!
Oh, thank you.
What's his name?
Her name is Cindy.
Oh, that's fantastic, darling.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm just the nanny, though. I'm not the mom.
Where's that baby mama?
Oh, she lives in New York. The dad lives in England. They're divorced. It's been a difficult transition for everyone.
How old that baby?
7 months.
They got a divorce 7 month old baby?
Well, they got a divorce before the
baby. Damn.
Well, it was tumultuous from the beginning.
I didn't pay for it, Naive. I didn't pay for it. I get such disapproving looks.
Oh, I know what that's like. People think I'm a young mom and they give me all these kinds of looks.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
Oh my. Going down the plane. Clint Palmer's taking his seat, looking around. A man dressed in a fine black suit, short cropped hair, looks over. You look nervous.
I don't like flying.
Who does?
Well, I'm just going to try and, I'm not trying to cause anything. I just want this flight to end. I want it to be over. I'm just going to try and knock out, just hopefully get to London in one piece.
Are you worried someone's going to try and kill you on this plane?
No, you don't know with any of these people. Everyone has a different story.
Right. What's your story? What are you going to London for?
Just trying to get away.
Oh, yeah?
A very unique passenger appears. None other than Danny DeVito.
Straight up.
Yeah. Well, I hear you. I hear you. I'm going to London to, chef.
Oh, you're a chef.
Chef.
Chef, huh? You ever get the urge to poison someone's food?
No. Do you?
No, just checking.
I'm not cooking on the plate. I'm going to London to be a chef there.
I'm just saying, you can never know when anyone can let it slip, okay?
Are you trying to tell me you killed somebody? Is that why you're going to London? Did you kill someone?
No, I just get really nervous.
He
on
starts
planes.
Pushing the bathroom.
Okay, I'm just gonna go take
a
seat.
I think I need a new seat.
I'm just. Is he sitting in my row?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's in the aisle. You're in the window.
Look, like, we will both be happier. I won't bother you. Just let me take the aisle, please. I just hate. It's just the claustrophobia feeling of being in this plane. I just can't do. I just need to put my legs out.
Liam Neeson is a U.S. Marshal hashtag passenger on this nonstop flight.
All right, well, just don't talk to me anymore. I don't want to hear about how you kill a man or something. You're making London in 18 pieces or some shit.
Just shut your mouth, okay? Just
shut my mouth?
Yeah, we're done.
You're trying to haggle with me to get my seat. Shut my mouth.
We're haggling. The haggle is over.
Haggle. I haven't stood up. Yeah. Fuck you. You're at the window, bro.
Fuck.
Going upstairs in business first class, Tom Caskill is sitting with Danny DeVito.
I'm going to London to film a movie.
That's great. You couldn't have picked a better day and a better flight to be on.
Jesse Pinkman is also a hashtag passenger. This flight is his territory. He might react poorly if anyone else tries to deal drugs on his flight.
But maybe he might.
Wow. Okay.
I was in Batman Returns.
That was a good one.
Yeah, what's your favorite movie of mine? Don't say Matilda, because that's my favorite of mine.
Wow.
Don't steal my answer.
My mind is drawing a blank.
What? I'm in so many films.
So many great ones. So many classics.
Ruthless People.
That's a good one, yeah.
The Rainmaker.
Also a good one.
Have you seen my pictures?
I'm really busy these days.
What do you
get
do?
Out. I'm in aviation, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Hashtag passenger with the drug dealers on the plane, Jared Leto. From his interesting portrayal of Harry Goldfarb in Requiem for a Dream appears. Bob Nelson seems really nervous. Why does he keep looking out the window? And why does he talk with so many pauses in his sentences? Hashtag passenger.
We move on from Danny DeVito trying to quit. Tom Caskill
Jr. Oh my god.
Very nervous hashtag passenger is staring out the window at the plane. Bob Wilson, aka William Shatner.
Oh my goodness.
Jodie Foster is the hashtag passenger on the flight freaking out about the flight plan.
What have we
done? Oh, I can't wait till I get to the part where we get the story going.
Thank you, chat.
Going further. Keep going. Where am I at? Danny DeVito is 18 passengers ago.
Danny DeVito, Jared Leto, William Shatner, Jodie Foster.
There's two William Shatners on this plane. Two. We'll get to them. So, going further down business class, Cindy Atwater is scribbling notes down, looking over. When a tall, elderly Irish man comes up. What are you doing?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just practicing writing notes. I want to be an anchor someday, so I've got to learn how to report the news well. Not just news, but well.
I'm an air marshal.
Get to talking, Matt, and Samuel L. Jackson is hanging out for this flight hashtag monologue hashtag passenger.
All right, Matt, you have to deliver a monologue about what you're thinking. Apparently, Samuel Jackson's on the flight.
Suddenly, the pilot appears overheard asking people if they have seen Gladiator movies. Hashtag passenger.
Dead into camera for 1 minute.
Here I am. Trying to get away, trying to start a new life, trying to keep a low profile. I didn't know I'd be on a damn plane with all these celebrities.
Harrison Ford appears on the flight, wondering why this doesn't look like the Millennium Falcon hashtag passenger.
Harrison Ford?
I'm fucked, you know that? Trying to get my new life going, maybe start selling drugs to kids who want them over there. I learned my lesson, I learned a thing or two, I learned where I had a mistake. I know how to make it better, how to make it stronger, how to make the high last longer. I know what these people want. I know where the limit is, okay? I just want to land there, clean name, new slate, start all over. But fuck all these celebrities. hell, maybe I could try making a profit tonight. I don't know. We'll see how the night goes.
Over the loudspeaker, you hear... ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for boarding flight 834 to London. It looks like it's going to be some clear weather heading forward. Very exciting day as we have actor Samuel Jackson and Danny DeVito on this flight. And we're going to be playing Spartacus. It's a long film, but this is a long flight out of Los Angeles. So hope you all enjoy Gladiator movies. At that point, Samuel Jackson stands up for applause. That's not happening. Try and quiet everyone. Thank you. Sits back down. We cut back to the Irishman and Cindy. I'm a U.S. Marshal, believe it or not.
That's incredible. Do you have any amazing stories you could share with me? We're never gonna hear him.
Emilian Earhart was found on coaches a hashtag passenger.
Oh, yeah. Emilian Earhart.
I do have one story. I once killed a man and left his body in the bathroom of an airplane.
I'm tired of being a bunch of monkey-loving snakes on this monkey-loving plane A5. Tired snakes making up one person in a trench coat hashtag passenger.
Oh my god. Oh my god!
No, it's
what
good
was
now.
That one? I missed it.
We have a trench coat snake man.
It's
a
snake.
Oh,
well,
no!
Be making an appearance at some point in the story.
That's
I'm so sorry. Fudge!
Hashtag passenger, someone bought a blow up automatic pilot doll and left him in a seat alone.
So, we go down to the Irish guy is talking to Cindy. Clint is approached by two squirrely thin men, Jesse Pinkman and Jared Leto looking type. Hey, we hear you got some stuff.
I don't want anything. You don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, they both walk away.
So sorry, did you say you murdered a man and hit him in the bathroom of the airplane?
Yes.
When did this happen?
Years ago.
And you reported it, yes?
Yeah.
Was it in the papers?
No.
Interesting. What year did it happen?
A couple.
Couple. What's your name, sir?
Philip.
Philip. Philip.
Philip.
Philip. Philip. Philip. Philip.
U.S. Marshal.
Philip. Philip. What department is that?
The U.S. Marshal.
But yes.
I think it's its own department.
Are you sure you're a marshal?
I am, yes.
Can I see your badge?
What are you going to give me?
Don't think. It's a trading situation, sir. I think if you're an officer, you should prove it. Otherwise, you're impersonating an officer.
At that point, Danny DeVito comes walking up to you. Are you doing an interview? Do you want to hear what movies I've been in?
Yes, absolutely, sir. That would be fantastic. One second, I'm just talking about a possible murder.
Throw Mama from the train.
Good gracious.
Downstairs, we cut to Carrie Nelson. The baby's starting to fall asleep a little bit. Oh, that's a cute baby. What's his name?
Her name. It's Cindy.
Oh, and what's your name?
My name's Carrie.
Oh. Oh. My bad.
What's your name?
Mary.
Mary?
Mary.
Oh, look at us. We're just Mary and Carrie on a plane. That's sweet.
What are you going to London for?
Oh, her dad is living there, so.
Oh, How cute. My son's getting married.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
That's real sweet. A nice girl?
I hope so.
you don't know her very well, or?
I mean, we've talked a little bit over the Skype.
Oh, okay. Does she seem nice?
She seems very friendly.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're so
kind of short.
Short doesn't mean bad, does it?
It can.
Okay.
Most evil things are short.
Is that right?
Danny DeVito's twin goodness. Brother Arnold Schwarzenegger is on the plane hashtag passenger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What
have we done?
So.
Thank you, chat.
Hashtag passenger Gary Oldman is on the plane and really flowers Harrison Ford is on there too.
So. The pilot gets on the speaker. Everybody, exciting news. Arnold Schwarzenegger has joined Samuel Jackson and Danny DeVito as celebrities who are on this plane. Say hello, Arnold.
Hello, everybody.
I'm on the plane.
Thank you for... I'm on the business class. He sits back down.
Also joining us is Harrison Ford and Gary Oldman. They don't need to talk right now. Turns out they're filming an exciting movie. All of them together, all these five men.
Quite the movie. Yeah.
Anyway, it's time we get this plane going. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your patience, and thank you for flying on Gaskell Air. So the seatbelt sign comes up. Stewardess walks in front of all of you, and you start hearing the other stewardess talking. All right, everybody, we're going to take our seatbelts. You got to plug it.
Ray Liotta's on board as a hashtag passenger, but really nervous about the turbulence.
So many actors. If I knew this would happen, I would have written a different story. Probably a Mad, Mad, Mad World riff, really. So, the stewardess stands at the front of the plane doing all the spiel about seatbelts and how they work and the exits and where they are and checking over there and the floating devices of the seats. And at that point, the plane starts to rumble. And Carrie, the baby, wakes up.
Hard enough for me.
Why don't you feed him?
He needs to take his own sheep. Gosh, you got me calling him Hino. She needs to take her nap, and she just ate not too long ago. It'll make her super gassy. I don't think it's a food thing. She just doesn't like the turbulence. I don't like the turbulence, and she's picking on my energy right now, and it's just...
I don't like the turbulence either! Ray Liotta turns around and starts yelling at you.
Ray Liotta!
What is Zach doing on this plane? Doesn't he have CEO things to be doing? Hashtag passenger.
That's right, it's me, it's Ray Liotta. I'm on cocaine.
Oh, wow, that's awful forward of you.
I'm a forward kind of guy, that's how you get through life, sweetheart.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Your face just looks so different these days.
How dare you! Turns around, puts on silent headphones, and just falls asleep instantaneously, snoring very loudly.
Sorry, Ray Liotta.
That was a very rude question.
Well, he said he was open and everyone's thinking about it.
Are they? I wasn't.
Have you seen those pictures? In the last 4 years, he just looks so different than he did.
He's
an
actor. He was
so handsome, I used to dream about dating him.
He's an actor. He's probably had work done.
Oh, shit. I thought it was maybe just magic, like some celebrities
claim. He magically made a different face?
I don't know. Celebrities just deny, 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 left and right. I just start believing them. I'm pretty gullible.
How much are you getting paid to deliver a baby to a father in London?
I'm not getting paid to deliver the baby. I stay with the baby for a month in London, and then a month in New York, and a month in London, and a month in New York. I get paid a lot. It's a lot of money, and, you know, I'm able to work on the side.
Oh, what do you do on the side?
Nothing in particular.
How mysterious. She falls up the window and starts looking out and turns on the little fan thing above so it blows
air on her. The hashtag weather is really getting rough. It's raining cats and dogs. Wait. No. It's literally raining frogs. That can't be good.
Frogs.
Hashtag passenger Dolph Lundgren is on the plane planning a hijack.
So... before the plane's gonna take off, the old woman looking out the window sees Dolph Lundgren running towards the plane with his jacket in his hand and a suitcase which just looks like shirt sleeves.
Oh my God.
He clearly missed this flight. Yelling, Arnold, Arnold, don't leave without me. Arnold Schwarzenegger sees this and just starts laughing. Go, go, be funny.
Oh my God.
At this point, the plane just slowly starts to go.
We can't have Zach Eubank on the plane without him yelling at Matt Acevedo in the back. Hashtag passenger.
So,
oh, man.
As the plane starts slowly, have we passed 250 yet?
We hit the first two already.
We hit the first two?
Yeah.
We'll get some things on the wings. As the plane starts going forward, it takes off. Cindy, you take this opportunity to sit next to Tom Caskill Jr., who you recognize because Danny DeVito has left his seat to start bragging to somebody about his career.
Excuse me, Mr. Caskill, is it? Tom Caskill Jr.?
Caskill, yeah.
Caskill. Apologies. How do you spell that?
C-A-S-K-I-L-L.
Wonderful. It's an absolute pleasure to meet you, I must say. Absolute pleasure. What are you traveling for today?
A business meeting in London.
Business meetings are not pleasure.
No, not this time.
Is the meeting about, if you don't mind me asking? You are a very busy man, after all.
Just day-to-day operations for the airline.
Wonderful. And how do you feel about all of the recent disappearances?
I mean, I'm not at liberty to talk about that.
So you do not deny them?
I didn't issue any official comment on that.
No official comment.
No official comment, that's right.
Did not deny. All right, well, thank you so much for your time. Absolutely lovely time. I hope you have a nice flight.
Well, thank you.
Maybe I'll send a drink forward for you. Bye-bye.
Downstairs, Danny DeVito is sitting next to Clint. Have you seen Hercules?
Yes, I've seen Hercules.
I was the goat man.
I know. I know. Look, Danny DeVito, you don't need to go to every single person.
Kurt Russell joins the plane just in case there is a chance that it might be hijacked and has to make an executive decision. Hashtag passenger.
Look, sit, Danny. Okay, since you're here, is the other guy still sitting in the aisle or did he go to the bathroom or something?
He got done with you. He left a minute ago. He was so like, Arnold Schwarzenegger! Just went running up to him.
Look, Danny, while you're here, while I have you here,
yeah,
I got something for you that might be of your interest.
A pot?
Hashtag weather. The weather started getting rough. The silly plane was tossed. If not for the courage of the fearless crew, who the freak am I kidding? The stupid plane is going to crash and burn.
What do you got for me?
I got this stuff, all right? This stuff is the best high you'll ever have. When people start hearing shit, they start seeing, they start feeling all sorts of emotions that you didn't even know were possible. I pause, like, little pill. I can give this to you right
now. How discreet are you being?
I'm whispering. Like,
I'm not talking about whispering, I'm talking about how...
I it's in, like, an Advil bottle.
I'll have you raw.
Yeah. 17.
6. Oh. All right, yeah, you're pretty discreet about it.
Just yes.
Oh, my God. How much?
For you, I'll cut you a deal, all right? 500 per pill.
I mean, do I have to give you cash or can I Venmo?
I take Venmo.
Okay, cool.
Jaden Beetle pulls out his phone and Venmo's you $500.
Can I tell you a secret?
I guess.
The reason I'm on this flight, I'm trying to get a role in Expendables 4.
Danny, it's over, man.
Look at the rest of the cast is here.
Danny.
I think they're filming Expendables 4.
Do yourself a favor. Just go lock yourself in the bathroom and you just forget about the Expendables, okay? You forget about
it. Why do I gotta lock myself in the bathroom to do that?
So you don't look like an idiot. You all look like an idiot right now.
You're a very cruel drug dealer.
And the world is cruel, Danny. The world's cruel.
So pessimistic.
Danny Vito gets up and starts walking towards Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold!
Weirdo, man. Although I did love him as a penguin.
It was good, right?
Yeah.
So Tom Caskill was there for this conversation.
The
I can hear him.
You can hear him.
I'm keeping track of Danny. I don't
know. You don't want to make a scene. All right, so. Oh my God. So Danny DeVito goes up to Arnold Schwarzenegger and standing next to Arnold are Ray Liotta and Kurt Russell.
Oh my God.
Samuel Jackson.
Hashtag monologue, Kate. Tell what you're really thinking right now.
All right, Kate, give a monologue.
You know, I'm not really on this flight to go investigate a story in London. The story is right here on this flight. People have been going missing. I need to find out what's going on. And since I just spoke to the owner's son and he didn't deny it, I know he has something to do with it too, or at least I think he does. My gut is usually right. That's why I'm a journalist. My goal is to be an anchor. So I've got to get that big scoop, and I think it's right here on this plane. As long as I don't die, no one can know what I'm looking for. If the company knows that I'm accusing them of murdering people, making them disappear, maybe they'll make me disappear too.
At that point, the stewardess comes up to Tom Caskill Jr. Sir, can we talk to you for a moment?
Sure, yeah. Is there some trouble?
Oh, I don't know, but just come here.
All right.
She leads you to the pilot section. You open the door. And when you do, surprise! Confetti comes down on you, and there's an inflatable pilot sitting in the front seat as the stewardess and the two actual pilots are like, heard you were coming on board, sir!
Yes, I thank you very much. I didn't want to make a big deal out of it. Just
hold on! And they grab the thing. Everybody on this plane! Tom Caskill Jr., son of the owner, and possible soon to be owner, is on this flight, everybody. Please make sure you give him a round of applause when he comes out of here.
Hello, everybody. I'm sure this is going to be a great, smooth flight. And, I'll say hi to everybody when we land. Thank you.
Anything you need, sir? Drink, food?
No, I'm totally fine. Thank you very much.
All right. Sounds good, sir. Hey, how's the pilot license thing coming?
Great. I just got qualified for the next level, so...
Hey, that's great. If this whole owning the company thing doesn't work out, maybe you can come up here with us. They start slapping your shoulders.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right.
Good flight.
Good flight, sir. At that point, there's a thunder outside. There's a little bit of... The plane gets rocked just a little bit. We go over to Carrie Nelson, who's coming back from the restroom.
Sorry for making you get up.
Bumpy flight.
No, it's driving me crazy. Keeping the baby awake, it's just so crazy.
You're keeping the baby awake?
Well, no, I'm not. The weather's keeping the baby awake.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Why would you do that? Let it sleep,
wake
you
up.
Know.
No, I would never intentionally do that. Do you have any children?
I told you, I'm going to my son's wedding.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's right, your son. Go ahead and married. That's
short
right.
Woman thinks she's evil.
That, what is short to you?
Oh, anything under 5'11".
Oh. Then I'm evil.
Ooh, so is the baby.
This character. I could never say that about this sweet girl. Shh. Gosh, I just wish I had something to take the edge off of me, you know?
Well, there's a lot of drug dealers seemingly on this flight. And drug users.
Drug dealers.
And actors who will probably have some drugs on them.
Oh, is that true what they say about actors always taking those Ambiens and
yeah, they benzos? Love their Ambiens.
Oh, wow. That's wild.
You know, I'm not usually superstitious, but every time before I get on a plane, I kiss the ground.
What does that do?
It just makes me remember I love the ground.
Hashtag disrupts all of a sudden. The plane experiences a near collision with a giant purple 777 from Soul Plane, causing violent turbulence and knocking out a good portion of the NPC passengers Cam would have to voice, but also leaving many bloody and bruised.
Oh my god.
How convenient.
So yeah, a big purple cell phone. Almost crashed. All right, Carrie, you look out the window right at that moment. A big purple cell plane is coming towards the flight.
Oh my gosh, Soul Plane's coming towards here.
What? I wasn't in that. He pushes you to the side and lifts the window. Oh my god, it's a Soul Plane.
I didn't think that was a real thing. This is so exciting.
As it passes you by, Snoop Dogg is flying it. Gives you a peace sign. But the backdraft of the plane passing overhead rocks the plane all of a sudden.
Substandard airlines and a final report with the FAA.
So many of the people get hit on the head. They're not knocked out, but they are quite injured.
Do your planes regularly not communicate with their towers?
No, that, do you see that? That was a, that airline is not regulation. Probably did not file their flight plan.
Yeah, so please, it's not regulation.
We'll be checking in with the FAA.
I'm sure a few of us will be.
Absolutely, I mean, this is, we don't want this kind of thing to happen on our flights.
Hashtag passenger 3 feet tall Steven Dorf vampire is hidden somewhere on the plane. Now we know what happened to him from last week.
Sure.
It's all part of the same universe. Continuity. Keep it going. He's going to the same wedding. So.
Everyone's bruised, you said?
Everyone's bruised.
No, any like blood or anything like that?
No blood. No, quite not. It was rock, but there's a lot of people who kind of still had their seatbelts on. Arnold fell on top of Harrison Ford. But other than that, everyone's mostly fine. So about an hour or two passes by, and people kind of start collecting. They're watching the on-flight movie. Four of you separately start to fall asleep. Been a long enough flight. You got a couple hours left ahead of you. When suddenly, in the darkness, more thunder, more lightning as the plane gets rocked violently, shaking you all awake.
Fuck, what? Huh? What's happening?
Night.
Is there another soul
good morning,
plane?
Welcome to the news.
And as you wake up, you look around, and you notice that there are a couple other passengers, but this plane is otherwise mostly empty.
What?
Cindy.
And the baby is gone.
Where's the baby? Where's the baby? Ding.
Ding.
Ding. Ding.
Ding.
Ding.
Ding.
Ding.
Ding.
Ding. Ding. Ding.
Hello. Hello.
Tom Caskill Jr.
Yep. I'm going to make my way up to the pilots.
All right.
And do I see, are there stewardesses?
No.
Or the flight attendants?
No.
What the hell is going on? I'm going to go up to the pilot deck.
All right. Do you go right in or do you knock?
Knock first.
All right.
I gotta obey the protocols.
So knock on the door. One pilot only opens the door. Sir?
What just happened?
I don't know. I was asleep, and when I woke up, Captain John was gone.
Something similar happened out here. There's a bunch of missing people. Something happened.
What?
Is there anything in the logs? Any sign of... did we land? What happened?
The logs aren't showing anything.
Mr. Catskill, come running up from behind.
Yes,
it appears people are missing.
It does, yeah.
Do you have anything to say on the matter?
I'm trying to figure out what happened.
So you have no idea what's going on?
No, I wish I did.
Wow, that was a long pause, sir.
Oh no, the weather has turned into a sharkinado. Hashtag weather.
We'll get to that.
Like a fish taco.
Do I see the big gentleman who I walked in the first time, who was on the aisle?
No, he's gone.
He's gone.
He's gone. So is Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Okay. Okay. Most of the actors.
I get out of my seat. I go towards them. I go toward the captain's.
As you start making your way, someone grabs your arm.
Ah, what the? Get your hands off me!
Do you see what I see?
God.
He pulls open the window. Look! There's something out there. Something.
No!
Wait a minute! Just look!
No! You're going crazy!
No! Look! I think that's... Dolph Lundgren. Look, Dolph Lundgren is holding onto this wing and has frozen to the plane.
Oh, Hashtag passenger. There aren't enough monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane. Let's add Snake Plissken as portrayed
Monday
by Kurt Russell.
Friday!
What the?
I think that's Dolph Lundgren.
Oh my god, I think you're right.
The atmosphere. He froze to death. He wanted to be an expendable spore so badly.
William, did you see what happened? Dude, what's going on here? Where did everyone else go?
I don't know. I was asleep, and when I woke up...
You too?
Everyone was gone. My god. I wanted to get lunch. They said it'd be here in an hour. I'm so hungry.
Damn, William Shatner.
I'm not William Shatner. I'm...
Oh.
Bill... something. It's in here somewhere. Just call me Bill. No, Bob. It's Bob. Call me Bob.
Bob, first off, stop touching me. Stop freaking out. We're in this together, okay? I don't know what the hell's going on here, but this is why you can't trust anybody. Can't trust anyone, Bob.
Okay.
I walk away.
Going over to Carrie, the baby's gone.
Oh my god. Where's my baby? Where's the... I should not even... Where's the baby? Where's the baby? Oh, where could she be? This is terrible. I don't know what I'm going to do. How do I show up to London without a baby? Why isn't anyone helping me?
Ding, ding, ding. Just keep pushing the button. Now, does anybody want to go to this crying woman?
Oh, she's downstairs, right?
Yeah, but so are you. You're
I am downstairs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Get a hold of yourself, lady.
The baby's missing!
Everyone's missing! Look around you!
I'm here.
Bill and I and you are here!
Bob.
Bob! Whatever your fucking name is!
Don't look back. Bronson Ventrilo is a hashtag passenger on the plane and is having flashbacks to his character, Mr. Toomey, from The Langoliers, and starts screaming at everyone that he's going to be late.
Oh my goodness, great.
Everyone's gone!
Hashtag passenger Nicholas Cage bursts out of the restroom, rubbing his nose and says, "This is my kind of flight. Welcome to Con Air."
Also, I think that's a total of 4 what's on the wings. Total.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you, chat. Look around you! Can you tell him fast? We gotta figure this out!
Sir!
What?
There's something on the other way.
Really, Bill?
Bob,
what the...
Just come, look.
Look, come with me. There's something going on. Maybe this is the reason everyone's gone missing.
Oh okay?
Breathe. Here, I'm gonna pull a relaxer. It's not like it's something I made. It's not like
I'm gonna have you roll for that.
All right, it's not a hallucinogen. It's more of like it calms you, calms you down. 14.
19. Uh-oh. It's empty. That vial is empty.
I'm here. Take. I've got something. I'll calm you.
Oh
fuck. Never mind. Just breathe. Okay. Just breathe.
Okay.
We're gonna figure this out.
The wing.
Let's see what's out there. On the other side of the wing, there was the guy who's like Arnold Schwarzenegger's like nemesis. I forgot his name. Let's see what's over here.
Dolph Lundgren, man. You're thinking of Rocky IV. That's Stallone. Right.
Thank you. Thanks, Bill. Let's take a look outside. Yeah, let's take a look outside. Come on.
Okay.
Do you see what I see? And there's a 3-foot-tall Stephen Dorff on the wing. The wind just whipping his little vampire as he waves.
No!
And then just hovers above the wing.
No! Get down from there! Get down from there!
He can't hear you. These windows are made so you can't. But do you notice? Beyond the little vampire boy.
One last hashtag passenger, there's another baby. The baby is 7 feet tall, but it's a replacement baby.
Oh my god. We'll get to that.
Jiminy.
But do you notice, beyond the vampire boy, pure black, darkness.
What is that?
It's like we're suspended. We're not even in the sky.
No, you're crazy. You're fucking crazy, you know that? That's bullshit. We'd not be in the sky. We're clearly airborne, Bill.
I'm not saying we're not airborne. I'm just saying it's like we are in pure blackness. A dark space.
Yeah. I pull out, like, my pills. I'm like, I didn't take anything beforehand.
Kurt Cameron starts screaming, "Why, God? Why am I left behind? Hashtag passenger."
Kurt Cameron. This list is huge.
So while that's happening, on the upper deck with the pilot, Cindy and Tom Caskill Jr. are trying to assess the situation. What happened to these passengers?
So, where's your co-pilot?
I woke up. We take shifts on these long flights. Right. I went to sleep, and when I woke up, he's gone.
First thing we need to figure out, is the plane still safe? Are we at the correct altitude? Are any engine indicators?
Well, that's the thing, sir. By all indication, we're not at an altitude. Look out the window.
I don't see anything out there. The running lights not working?
Well, that's exactly it. It's like we're in a nowhere. We're in nothing.
What are you even talking about? We have to be in something.
Look, lady, just look at the instruments. It's telling us we're not anywhere.
I'm not a pilot. I'm a journalist.
Well, fine.
Back up.
Yeah. Use some journalistic skills. Look at the clues.
I'm gonna look at the board and see what I can figure out with my +3 intuition.
Yeah, and I'm gonna check and see if I can reboot any of the computers to get information.
I rolled an 8.
You rolled an 8.
The dials.
All right, well, this here is altitude. It says 0.
Right, well, it's clearly not working.
That's true. It might not be working. Let me see if I can reboot.
All right.
Sorry, sir. Are you going to restart the plane while we're in the air?
13. No, just the computer. It's the fly-by-wire system. Parts of the system can be rebooted while the plane is still flying. It's totally safe. It happens actually on a lot of flights. People don't even know it.
The 13, did you add your mechanics?
I did.
Okay, yeah. Yep. He's right. You can do that. On the plane.
Great. I'll write it down.
Good. Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
It's not interesting.
You're a journalist.
It's a little
interesting. So, you try that. While you're trying that, back downstairs with Clint, Bill, and Carrie, from the bathroom you hear, "Mommy!"
Ah! No!
Can your kid talk?
No, she's only 7 months old. She's not my kid.
Mommy. Are you like a babysitter?
I'm a nanny, and when I go to London, I'm an au pair. Should we go check?
I think that's your kid, lady. You should go see if that's your kid.
My kid doesn't...
I'll go look.
Bill, no, your perception is great at looking outside. We need you.
He walks over to the bathroom door.
All right, never mind.
He looks at you.
Bob.
Hello in there. Is there anyone in there?
Mommy!
Should we back him up?
Yeah, what do you want
to
do?
I'm going to like open up the luggage compartment. I would like to do a perception to see if I can find anything that's like a like sharp or has like a, you know, like a.
So you want to start trying to go through people's bags?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So yeah, roll for it.
12.
12. You pop it open and you see there's like two or three bags. You go through them. Laundry. Autograph photos of Danny DeVito.
Are these worth anything anymore?
An electric toothbrush and a small letter opener, which someone should not have been able to get on that plane.
I'm gonna take the letter opener.
All right.
Whoa. Just in case you don't know, something wow. weird is going on here.
Oh my God.
What was your name?
I'm Carrie Nelson.
My name's, Kevin.
You're shifting your eyes. Kevin, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
What do you do, Kevin?
I guess we're this deep into whatever this is. I'm Clint. I lied because I was nervous.
Mommy!
Oh, no! Oh, God.
It sounds like someone just wants this mommy. We could go check and maybe help.
Let's go. We're gonna. She's like, right, okay. Yeah. If it's your kid, you know, then she'll come and hug you. So I'm gonna try and like knock. I'm gonna knock on the door.
I already did that.
Yeah, Bill already did that.
We're gonna come in. We're gonna come in.
Is someone in there? Is someone indecent?
Mommy.
I'm gonna knock this door down.
You see the little thing go from in use to click vacant.
Oh shit.
The door opens.
Bob's twin brother Bill is also a hashtag passenger on the plane. That's why Matt is so confused.
Makes sense. And standing there is a 7-foot tall baby in a diaper. My God!
What the? Is this your...
I heard we need more snakes on this plane. Here's a Viper hashtag. Passenger Randy Orton appears and wants to RKO someone out of nowhere.
What is this thing? What?
Grabs onto Bob.
Bill!
Bob! pulls Bob into the bathroom.
No!
And shuts the door. Vacant in use.
You let him out of there! You let him out of there, you sick baby!
Help!
We're gonna have to try to coax the baby, okay?
And it's under just... the door, blood just starts seeping.
Oh my God.
I'm freaking out. Don't trust anyone. Don't trust. This is what happened.
Upstairs. Tom and Cindy start hearing the rustling down below.
What the hell is going on down there? Oh, man.
You guys go check it out. I guess I don't know. I'll try to figure out what I can here.
All right.
Do you have anything in here that we can use as a weapon to defend ourselves?
I got a gun. I'm a pilot.
You keep that.
Okay. Did you just want to see if I had something?
Yeah.
I do.
It's the United States, lady. We always have guns.
That's true. And more gun violence deaths. Than a lot of other places.
Yeah.
You're a reporter. You know this.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I should take that just in case there's something going down there that...
Do you have a license to carry a gun?
Do you know how to use a gun?
I mean, I know how. I don't have a license for this gun.
Perhaps you should hold on to that.
All right. You can have it.
In possession of an illegally...
Safety's on, by the way.
All right, quiet good. Firearm.
So you guys start making your way downstairs towards this. So as you're making your way downstairs, someone grabs Tom's arm. I'm after Kirk Cameron! Help me!
Oh, Kirk.
I think God's abandoned me!
Can I get a quote?
Yeah, God's abandoned me!
Got it.
Sir, everything is going to be fine. We're working on this as we speak. The co-pilot is in control of the airplane. Nothing to worry about. Just stay in your seat, please. Look, the fasten seatbelt light is on, so if you just stay calm, everything will be fine.
All right.
let's go.
You make your way downstairs. You make your way downstairs. Clint and Carrie, the blood running down under the door.
Mommy! That's no baby. That's no baby!
I don't know what that is. I've never seen a grown, 7-foot-tall baby thing crying mommy.
That's the devil, man. That is the same shit I've seen in my fucking dream, I swear.
Excuse me, what is going on over here?
What is happening?
There's a 7-foot baby in the bathroom that we think just killed our new friend.
Where's my brother?
Where's my brother Bob?
Is it possible
to talking about Bill?
Bill?
No, I'm Bill.
No
I can't find Bob.
Oh my god.
Also, was this man made of snakes always here? He points to the seat next to him. As a man made of snakes turns his snake head and looks at you.
Hello.
I start sketching it really quickly.
My name is Sassy.
We might want to just ignore that.
Do you really want to ignore the snake man in your hell dimension?
Are you awake? Do snakes sleep?
Are you,
Do snakes sleep?
Do you have your eyes open? Did you see what happened to the passengers? What was that thing? How did that get in here? There's things on the wings! Have you seen the things on the wings?
Oh, yes.
Just keep down.
We all saw.
Saw what?
The baby killed the man.
Oh, God, the baby.
The baby killed the man.
Do you know where you are?
We're on a flight to London.
No, not anymore.
Where are we?
Oh, you'll see.
And the man disintegrates into all the snakes. They go crawling down the aisle towards your feet.
Jump up on a seat.
I jump up on a seat.
I jump up on a seat.
I'm going to have all three of you roll.
Got a sketch.
Let's do that.
Oh, you're rolling? Oh, yeah. All four of you are rolling.
Ooh. No.
Ooh.
Not good.
Ooh, 17.
19.
3.
Ooh, snap.
The three of you jump up, you fall right into the snakes.
God damn it.
I'm gonna hop over the seats and pull them out of the snakes, pull them up onto the seat.
I'm gonna help.
Alright, the both of you roll two D20s? Roll.
Nat 20. Wow.
14.
Oh, Nat 20. You just like. Right up.
The hell was that? Snake creature on the plane?
This is all fucking new.
Where is that
this
son?
This is your airline. You're that guy. You're his son.
I am, yes.
Where is that gun?
I've got it.
Why didn't you use it?
On snakes?
There was a singular one a moment ago.
He was going to tell us something.
Are you in cahoots with the snakes?
I am not.
Are you partnered with the snake men?
Did you see the snakes just attack me on the floor?
Could have been a cover.
I'm not in cahoots with the snakes.
Could have been a cover.
Oh my, come, look, there's something on the wing.
Now what?
What is it, Bob?
I'm Bill. Bob is my brother, who I'm sure is dead. I'm gonna have to call my mom. I don't know how she'll take the news. Anyway. Has that always been on the wing?
It's out there.
What is it?
You see, the specter of death. As he just turns in the darkness, and it's like his cloak is just billowing, and he points right at Clint.
I'm fucking innocent. I'm innocent. You think I'm afraid of you? I've seen more demons in my fucking head.
I'm not sure this is real life at all anymore.
Do you know what's going on here?
Yeah.
You're one of them. You're fucking after me too. You guys are. You're all after Clint.
Are you on some medication that you're not taking, or maybe taking too much of right now?
Let's just talk this out.
You see the specter out there? He's coming for us.
I see something out there, and it seems to have some connection to you.
No. And while you guys are talking, Randy Orton out of nowhere RKO's death off the wing of the plane as they fall into nothingness.
It looks like that took care of that. One less thing to worry about, I suppose.
Is there a radio on this plane that we can call down?
We can certainly try.
We should be doing that immediately.
I can't
trust you people. I can't trust anyone. I can't trust any of you.
Clint, now is not the time to turn against each other, okay? We need to try to be a team and stick together. We're here to help each other now.
This young lady has the right idea. Let's just calm down and see if we can figure our way out of this.
So you guys want to make your way to a radio?
I don't have a choice.
None of us have a choice, no.
What is your name, sir?
Don't lie this time.
Clint.
Clint.
Palmer.
Palmer. And young lady, your name?
I'm Carrie.
Carrie.
Nelson.
Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely to meet you, lovely to meet you.
What's your name?
Good to meet you. I'm Cindy Atwater. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to introduce myself. This is a very disastrous day, but I think that now we're together, everything's going to work out just fine. Okay.
Before... And I'm Bill Wilson. I'm a firefighter.
Bill, you stay here. You stay here and keep a lookout in case anything happens.
You got it.
Before we get up there...
What if that snake man comes back?
Well, I mean, the snakes just have dispersed into the plant. So.
Piece of cake.
It could happen. So you said there's some sort of thing in this laboratory?
Get the fucking baby, man. It's a 7-foot-tall baby, and it ain't fucking Bill.
Okay.
Quite possible he's on some sort of hallucinogen.
It seems possible. But just to be safe, let's grab some of these carts from the galley and put them in front of the door.
I am not hallucinating.
And then we can go.
You saw.
I saw.
You what he said?
I saw that the 7-foot baby. Yeah, it was real.
Okay. Well, again, we've got way too many things to worry about. Let's just barricade the door, one thing at a time. I don't want to get involved with any 7-foot tall baby. You guys don't seem like you want to. Go back in there.
I'm gonna knock on the door.
What? Out of the bathroom?
Yeah.
Knock on the... Just a minute, I'm busy in here.
That
doesn't sound
That's
like...
Look at the
Is it quite possible it was a bald man that you saw in the bathroom?
No. Well, oh my god. Actually, it was a baby. So I guess it would be a bald man.
The sign goes from... The sign goes from in use to click vacant as the door slides open, and there stands Cameron Poe, Nicolas Cage, tank top and jeans with long hair. What's the problem?
Look at this. There's the door. Look at the floor.
Something
look
in
at the
air.
Floor.
What happened? There has to be something in the air that's making us hallucinate all of this insane stuff. What are you doing to the people on your flights? What is your father doing to the people on these flights?
I don't know, but...
What do you know about the disappearances of people? We are disappeared right now. What is going on?
We don't know. That's the problem. I've heard rumors, and I'm trying to figure it out.
You heard rumors?
I was in here doing my hair in the sink.
Was there anybody else in there? Was it just you?
I'm just going to walk over and close the door.
Close the bathroom door.
Do we see any blood on the ground?
There looks like there was a stain, but could have just said someone spilled some soda.
Okay.
Do you feel like getting that barricade now?
Well, I mean, that guy seemed relatively harmless.
You don't know what you're talking about.
It was a completely different person that came out of the door from the person that went in. Do you not see how strange that looks, sir?
I threw off your child!
I didn't see anybody go
in. Not my child,
so
but a child.
I have your word that there was something in there, and again...
A big baby?
I didn't see any big baby.
I have to say, this is the strangest thing I've ever seen on the flight ever. It's going to be a very interesting story.
Yeah.
Let's just get through this and get to the bottom of this. I'm tired. I just want to get on the ground. Away from
let's
all of you.
Let's go radio.
Okay. Let's go
radio for help.
All right. You guys make your way upstairs towards the pilot's area again. As you pass by, there's Kirk Cameron. Still here.
Good. Good. keep the faith, man.
Good day.
It's all good.
Better believe it. And right near the pilot's door, two men are sitting, consoling each other as they sob deeply. It's Zach Eubank and Matt Acevedo. Just the deepest of sobs.
Goodness.
How are these guys?
Move it!
What?
What are you doing crying around for? People are missing!
I know. I can't find my switch.
Who cares about your fucking switch?
I was almost gonna beat Mario.
You almost beat it? You probably should have already beaten it if you're the best.
I never said I was the best.
Oh.
We're gonna need your help. We need everyone who's here to help us out.
Okay. They stand up. It's very clear they've both wet themselves.
Oh my god.
All right. You guys go get cleaned up. There's plenty of luggage. You can find whatever you need to freshen up.
You want me to steal some ladies' pants?
If that's what you're into?
It is.
Who's talking right now?
You know who's talking.
What? Viewer's choice. I anticipate your fan art.
Yeah, so guys, go and take care of things.
You got it, no problem. They've run off.
I'm gonna knock on the cockpit door.
Yes!
That doesn't sound like the pilot that was there before. That sounds like an entirely different person. How about we find out who's behind that door? I'm gonna knock again.
Yeah.
I pull out my letter opener.
Why does the drug addict have a weapon right now?
Well, I'm not a drug addict, one. Second, there was a snake person, a person on five people on the wing. I'm going...
I will say it is very cold in here and you are sweating profusely.
If you saw what we saw, you would
sweating.
Be too.
Yeah.
Why don't we just put the weapon down?
Yes, let's all calm down. Maybe another passenger went in there with the co-pilot. Maybe he's
I would put that
her.
Gun let's, up. I would put that gun up.
Let's just
Fine.
Find out what's happening.
Knock again.
Yeah?
Is everything all right in
Captain?
There?
Yeah.
Is everything all right in there?
Everything's fine. What'd you guys find out there?
A snake person.
How about you go ahead and just open that door for us? Let us see your face.
All right. Click. When the door opens, there just stands the pilot.
Captain.
Yeah?
We heard an unfamiliar voice in here a little while ago. We were wondering who that was.
I don't know what you're talking about.
How big is, like, the... I imagine cockpit super small, but is this for some reason, like, a place where someone could hide? Or, like, hiding places?
I mean, it's a fairly good size cockpit, but it's not like abnormally massive.
Okay.
You sure there's nobody else in here?
Just me.
Captain, there seems to be a bit of a situation going on here. We were wondering if you would radio for help.
Of course.
Thank you. If you could do that right away.
We figured anything out as he's walking over and grabs the radio.
Unfortunately, no. There's a lot of scared passengers down there and a lot more that are missing.
Like my baby.
You lost your baby?
Well, it's not my baby, but...
You stole a baby?
I didn't steal a baby. I'm a nanny, and...
Okay.
People are getting murdered, too.
What?
We saw...
We don't want to jump to any conclusions here. We are missing people, and we are hallucinating, all of us, in fact. And we're wondering if there was a drop in cabin pressure, perhaps? Drop in oxygen levels? Something that could cause us to see and hear these strange things.
Not that I'm aware of. Like I said, the instruments are reading that we're not even in altitude. All right, hold on. Goes over and grabs the radio. Hello? This is Catskill Air. Anybody out there?
Captain.
He seems really cool about this. It's like it happens all the time or something.
Also, he said hello.
We train our pilots.
It's a little weird.
Completely cool under pressure. Nothing rocks them.
Catskill Air, and as he's talking, you see the back of his head, two eyeballs open up, and a mouth come out. Hello.
You see that? I'm not crazy. I'm not fucking crazy.
You're not crazy, Clint.
Unless we're all crazy. Because I see it too.
What do you want?
I want something very simple. I want your souls.
Shoot it. I give you full permission to shoot it, and I will not report it.
So I have a weapon here. I don't want to use it. Can you tell us just what the hell is going on here?
If you're not all dead, you're going to be.
No.
I ate the baby.
What? No!
I'm going to run up the first to grab the radio and try and call for help.
Hey, what are you doing?
Trying to call for help.
I spin him back around, too. I spin him back around for his back of his head.
What are you doing?
Stab the motherfucker!
Yo, I know you're there. I know you're fucking there!
Mayday, over. Mayday, over.
So what are you trying to do, Clint?
I'm trying to spin the pilot, and I'm trying to see if I see the eyeballs. And if I see eyeballs, I'm going to stab
All right.
with my letter opener.
So... So you turn him around, and there are the eyeballs, and it winks at you. Roll for it, Matt.
Oh shit, that's a nat one.
That's a nat one. So as you step down, you completely miss the pile and stab yourself in the thigh.
Are you kidding?
Oh my god, lady!
Stop! Lady.
Stop. Oh my god.
Get out! Can I grab the thing out of his leg and stab him in the eye?
Alright, roll for it.
20.
Oh. So you stab it, and right before you make contact.
Hashtag disrupt Matt's character and so trippy at this point offers his soul to the pilot if he would just make this all stop.
Wow.
Okay.
You've had a mental break, man.
Right, I know, before for real. The knife is about to hit, the letter opener is about to hit the eyeballs, and they disappear. Yay. And you just stab right through the pilot's head. He just turns around. And blood comes out of his nose as he then just collapses on top of the instruments.
I'm gonna
pull him off first, get him in the chair.
Carrie Nelson murdered.
Mayday! Mayday!
We all saw these eyes!
Mayday!
At this point, Matt, in his delusion of stabbing himself in the thigh, starts offering to sell his soul to the dead pilots if he'll make this all stop.
Look, I know what you fucking want! I know what you want! You think I'm the one? You think I'm crazy? You think I was the one who caused all those college kids to overdose? It wasn't my fault! They didn't read the label! They didn't read the label! Just take me! Overdose. Take me! Make this all stop!
Kill.
Take this whole thing, me! I know that's what you want!
The pilot's dead body just staring at you.
All right, sir.
Eyes open.
Let's calm down.
Just take me! Leave these people alone!
Clean.
I'm a freaking monster!
Did this crime happen?
And while you're screaming this, the front of the plane, in the distance, in the darkness, you see the two eyeballs and mouth come up. Ha! Disappears.
Clint.
I don't understand how any of this is happening.
Come in. Come in over the radio.
Mayday! This is Catskill Air. We are currently in a disastrous situation. We need assistance.
Oh, that sounds crazy.
Which tower is this? Who are we talking to?
Who are you?
I'm Tom Catskill Jr. I'm on the flight, New York to London.
Cool.
Who is this? Who are we speaking to? Over.
Danny.
Danny who?
No, Tanny.
Tanny who?
Say Tanny.
What is going on? Do you think the lines could be crossed? Is there a child on the other line of this? What is going on?
What do you mean what's going on? We are dealing with paranormal beings!
Paranormal isn't real.
Oh, you kidding me? You saw the eyeballs.
What is your location?
Hell.
Hell?
Did you fit?
I'm just gonna dramatically drop the receiver.
We're all sinners.
Who are you talking to?
Everyone.
whoever will listen.
Yeah,
it's all right, buddy. Okay. So
this has to be some sort of elaborate promotional prank or some sort of fun show. We're on a television show. Where are the cameras, Tom?
I wish. If it is, then I'm not a part of it. You saw. Remember, the snakes attacked me downstairs.
Yes,
I'm not a part of this.
A good cover it was.
Okay. Sure. I'm just gonna turn off the radio.
Okay, so while you're doing that, a song is playing on. It's like, la la la, y'all gonna die, la la la, la la.
Like, you heard that, right?
That is the most disturbing thing I have ever heard.
Okay.
We're
all gonna
die.
Where is that coming from?
Switch boy! Is that you?
What?
The boy with the switch? Is that you?
Ooh.
The boy with the switch? He was the last person we saw.
Oh, man, that's a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, who's out there?
Kirk Cameron.
Kirk. Yes, what can we do for you?
You got any peanuts? This is a plane.
Have a
and
seat.
And I did pay a good amount of money.
I'm sure the flight attendant will be with you shortly.
What flight attendant?
The
flight attendants on this flight.
Scott,
they'll be with
give
you shortly.
Up the charade, man.
Your airline's.
We have to try to keep some calm.
Really? Really? We keep some calm by lying to them now? We're lying that there's people gonna serve the peanuts and we're all gonna be happy and applaud when the plane lands.
To be fair, it's just Kirk Cameron that I'm lying to.
So am I not going to get, and before I can finish this sentence, he suddenly is picked up off his feet by the 7-foot-tall baby.
Oh, there's the baby.
Mommy.
Okay,
he
now,
cracks Kirk Cameron now, right in half.
Now I'll take the gun, and I'm going to shoot at the baby. Or Kirk Cameron, whichever comes first.
Roll for it.
12.
2. So you shoot the baby. Where are you aiming?
Center mass.
As you do, it takes a couple steps back. Doesn't knock it over though. It keeps, mommy. Starts walking towards you.
Maybe I could help the baby. I'm really good with children, and
give
if
it
it's
a, give it a no, shot.
Shh, okay.
You saw what it did to Bill. You saw what it did to Kirk Cameron.
I know, but we have to try, don't we? Okay. Look at me, baby. Look at me. Ready?
Oh my god.
Okay guys, I'm gonna do this for probably 15 more freaking minutes because babies never get tired of this.
I'm gonna walk over towards the emergency exit door and put my hand on the handle.
What are you trying to do? So what are you trying to do?
I'm trying to motion her not to open the...
I'll need you to push the B-A-B-Y outside the D-O-O-R.
No. If we are at altitude and you open that, everything's flying out of this plane.
Well, hold on, real tight.
Oh my god.
There are other people on this flight. Don't not open the door.
Don't trust anyone. Don't trust her. Don't trust anyone.
Listen.
You can trust me.
So while this is all happening...
Do you have any drugs on you that can subdue a 7-foot baby?
So while this is happening...
Yeah, some fucking crazy shit.
You notice the baby... Stop playing peekaboo. As his eyes look over to the distance, its eyes cross just a little bit, his face turns red, and he goes,
He is distracted. Quick!
If we hold him down, we can tie him down with seatbelts.
And then just this awful smell fills.
Oh,
no.
Are you sure you don't want me to open the door?
I'm sure.
I'm going to have you both roll d20.
14.
16?
Yeah.
You're really convincing the other two that you should open the door.
I'm with her. We can't go through there. We can't go through there.
Baby, go poop.
Hook and arm around the strap. Hold on tight. You help with pushing. You help me close the door. Ready? Make sure he's distracted. Look over here! Over here! Over here! Open it! We're hooking our arms on straps, so we're holding on to the plane, and the door's open. Yeah,
no! So as you open the door, you notice you don't need to do the straps. It's like there's nothing.
Push it out! Push it out! Push it out!
So who's doing the main push?
Sure.
I'm trying. I'm pushing.
Yeah, all right, you roll d20?
Yeah.
All right, both of you roll d20s.
Yeah. Oof, 8.
13 to help.
What was that?
Gross.
Baby going boom boom. So,
such a big baby.
8 and 13. So you start pushing, but you trip.
No.
At 13, you push and you bit it right on the edge.
Help!
And it's doing this.
I'm gonna push him.
All right, roll for it.
14.
7. So you run, you push him, and right as you do, it goes out, and it's like like Legend of Zelda: Link of Time. It just. Into the blackness real quick.
And I slam the door closed and lock it again. Everyone else saw that there was absolutely zero air outside that door, correct?
Yeah. It's like we're floating literally in nothing.
Zero air outside the door. Is it possible that we are dead?
Already?
I mean...
A drunken-looking hashtag passenger appears from seemingly nowhere, none other than the baby's father. He seems out of it, demanding to see his child. He seems dangerous.
Right then, the bathroom door opens, and out comes this drunken mess of a man. Where's my baby?
Victor?
What?
What are you doing here?
Do you know this man?
Well, this is the baby's father. The baby.
Why is he here?
I don't know, Victor. Why were you on this plane?
That's not him. That's not
it,
him.
It can't be him, can it?
That's my little baby.
Oh, Victor, I don't know where your baby is. I don't know where she is. I'm so sorry.
No,
calm sorry. Yourself. I don't believe this is a real. This is an apparition. Why don't you ask Victor something only Victor would know the answer to?
Victor. Why did your wife finally divorce you?
Because she found the two of us together.
Whoa.
Is it true?
No, but it could have been a lucky guess. It's a bit of a trope after all.
sir, I'm going to need you to take a seat and just...
Yes, sir, where my fucking baby is, man.
Look around you. A lot of people are missing. We're trying to figure out what's going on.
Is that Kirk Cameron?
Why don't you go talk to him?
Because he's ripped in two. God, what kind of airliner are you running here, pal?
Just close your eyes, okay?
Are you going to, kill me?
No.
Why don't you just take a seat and we figure out what the situation is? Here, today, in this nightmare.
Alright. But I don't like it.
None of us.
And he slumps into the chair and just automatically falls asleep. Right,
I think we should find out what's going on outside the plane.
What, do we just jump into nothing?
How are we gonna do
down that? Below you here? My God! The wing! Bob! There's another thing! On the way.
Let's look up.
Bob! Oh no, Bob!
Bill!
Huh?
Bill!
How are we ever gonna keep it together?
Bob, my dead brother. Still have to tell my mom. Not sure how I'm going to.
Sorry.
Hardest phone call I'll ever have to make.
Tell us, please, what is it you see on the wing?
Look! And as you guys look out.
Let's go and look out the window.
There is the normal baby. Crawling.
Oh, can I go to pick up the baby?
Oh, it's outside on the wing. Oh, you're inside.
I'm gonna grab, take my coat, rip off a sleeve, and put it on my fist, and start punching through the fucking the window.
Wait, there's a door.
There is a door. This is okay. Hear me out.
I'm gonna let you roll to do that.
Oh, have you lost so much blood that you're delirious?
Leslie Nielsen walks up, says that one of us should give up. They're all counting on you. And walks away, hashtag passenger.
I also got an 18, so roll again.
Leslie Nielsen.
That's a 4.
I also got a 4.
No, what?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh,
wait,
I'll shoot.
1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Oh, that's weird.
Okay, this damn it. Yes. All right. Yes. So you punched you. Punch the window. Stop. It causes a bit of a crack.
That's not gonna work, first
You're
of all.
You're gonna break your
Stop.
Finger.
The baby's right there. Can fall.
There's a door. We're going out the door.
How do we? We gotta climb across the side of the wing.
There's a door over the wing.
How do we even know that that baby is real?
Well, we don't.
We don't.
We don't know that anything is real.
So we have to try to save a baby.
Yes, we see the baby, and we need that baby.
Let's tie our coats together, form a rope, and one of us will go out on that wing.
It should be you. It's your baby.
I agree. I'm terrified, but I'm
the best sleeves together.
Well, I will come closer.
We're
going to
tie one sleeve around your wrist. So even if you let go.
All right.
Sounds
good.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right. We can go to the door.
We can open the door. Open the door.
Open it up.
So you've tied stuff together?
Yeah.
Yeah, we tied a bunch of coats together, a bunch of sleeves together. One's tied around her wrist, and we're holding on.
I'll be here for moral support.
Thanks. Keep looking out on those wings, buddy.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck.
So, ready?
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay.
Open the door.
Is it windy out?
All right, Kara, I'm going to have you roll. You're going to roll a
d20.
Okay. 16. 16?
Yeah.
So it's pretty smooth. Because there's no air up there, you're not getting that resistance.
Okay.
So it's pretty smooth.
I can, crawl.
Yeah. But the baby's getting closer and closer to the edge.
Come here, baby Cindy. Come here, baby girl.
The baby turns and looks at you, giggles, and then keeps going forward.
baby, come here. No, just come here. I'm almost to her.
Give her more slack. Come on, slack.
Be careful.
Okay.
Hold on, bye.
Come here, baby. Come here. There's a woman on here. She has your name, too. And you're going to love her. There's other boys here. There's this guy, Clint. And your dad is on here. He's sleeping. Come here, Cindy.
Are we going to have you roll?
8. 5.
So right when you're about to get to her, you scoop her up. You turn around. And when you do, blocking the entrance, blocking your way back in, is the big baby.
What the hell is that?
Oh, no.
Mommy!
Pull her back, pull her back, pull her back!
I'm going to have a 3 pulling roll.
9.
12.
16.
All right. Most of that's over 10. You're pulling, there's a good amount of pull to it. It's not as quickly as it could be, but it's just quick enough.
Okay.
Right past the big baby, who tries to stomp on your head.
Slam the door.
Misses.
Lock it.
Yep. Oh, my baby, Cindy. Oh, you're here.
Is it a real baby?
Right. She feels real. She
what
feels
going
real. Oh my god, I thought I lost you.
We should go, we should go underneath to the cargo.
Yeah, we could.
Just see if there's anyone down there. Maybe that's where some people are hiding. Maybe they're injured or captured.
Alright, yeah, that's fair.
I do think we should round everybody up and put them in one safe place.
Bring them up here to first class?
For the first time, probably, in their lives.
So do you want to go to cargo, or do you want to try and gather everybody?
We'll gather everyone first.
You're going to gather everyone first?
Yeah, on the main level, we'll bring them up.
All right, so you're going from person to person. Turns out, oh my god, Thomas Pynchon was on this plane, too. He was wanting to talk to you guys about Perfect Strangers, but was so traumatized by the ripping apart of Kirk Cameron that he decided to keep it in all internal. All inward. And he also felt really out of place, considering there was all these massive movie stars on this plane when he first got on. He just felt very self-conscious and awkward. So you're all up on first class.
Yeah, everybody come up here. Let's keep everybody together. We'll be safer in numbers.
The door to the pilot's cockpit opens up, and out walks Leslie Nielsen. And he says, "I want to wish you good luck. We're all counting on you." And he closes the door and goes back into the cockpit.
Seems like a good omen.
Yeah.
The father, the baby's father, isn't that guy dead?
Don't worry about it.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, we should head below. We can check out the galley, and we can check out the cargo hold.
Let's go.
You need any assistance?
Hello and good evening, everyone. I am Cindy Atwater. I'm going to need you to stay in your seats. Hello, good evening. Going to need you to stay in your seats, remain calm while we go and find out what the situation is here. Thank you so much for your attention. Thank you for remaining calm. This has been wonderful. Once again, my name is Cindy Atwater.
Thomas Pynchon looks at you. Did any of you recognize me?
Of course, you are a mega superstar. In fact, we're going to interview you at the end of this fight.
Oh, great. He sits down, he's eating peanuts that he found.
Right, and
also in the group is Matt and Zach, who have found their switches and put on clean ladies' pants.
Looking good, guys.
Looking real good. So go down into the cargo hold. What are you guys looking for?
Yeah, to see if there are any the missing
people monsters, anything that's spewing out gas in here that's making us hallucinate. Anything suspicious.
Okay. And when you go down there, it's pretty dark. There's no reason for there to be lights down here. It's not usually would be a place for passengers.
Luckily, I have a flashlight.
All right.
So responsible.
Or I like to snoop.
We could also probably turn off the lights.
Okay. Put my flashlight on.
If they were.
Look, we're probably damned by now.
What? There has to be an explanation for all of this. Okay. I don't know what it is. I can't imagine what it is, but there has to be an explanation.
You know, I was trying to flee the country because the drug I made caused a bunch of college kids to overdose and kill and die.
When did that happen?
Last week. Made a drug that made people, helping people be happy, make them feel something that they couldn't feel in the real world.
Legal. And how many teenagers did you murder?
Jesus,
I mean, how many teenagers did die?
I'm not a good person, okay?
Just
I'm sure you're trying your best. We'll talk to the authorities when we land. We'll get this worked out. But I don't think that has to do with some kind of crazy metaphysical.
Well, the only authorities we're going to see now, exactly, is God and the devil now.
I'm so sorry to inform you, I do not believe in either of those.
I don't believe in paranormal things either.
Look around you.
There's something going on.
Something's going on.
Whether it be God, the devil, the universe, hell, like, whatever it is, it wants us.
At this point in time, I will divulge some information to you. I am investigating this company for a number of disappearances of other people.
Hashtag passenger Steve McCroskey shows up. Says, looks like I picked the wrong week to quit drugs. Winks knowingly at Matt's character and disappears again.
All right. So out of the darkness, Steve comes out. Looks like I picked the wrong week to stop doing drugs.
No. I'm done.
Do we
I'm
see
done.
That?
I'm done.
Well, does he only you see that?
No, you all see that.
Oh, okay.
He disappears into the darkness.
I did this to me.
Finger gunning.
I did this to myself.
Is it possible that one of your drugs leaked and is affecting all of us?
No. No.
Have you tried?
It wouldn't cause a trip like this.
Have you tried repenting?
Repenting?
I mean, if you believe in divine punishment and.
Well, I mean, I can't. Here's my thing: is that. I can't be the only one, right?
Well, I mean, we've all done bad things in our lives, but if you think this is
very nice of you to speak for yourself, Tom.
I speak for everyone.
I mean, what's really bad? People want it, right? And you're just giving people what they want.
What are you talking about, young lady?
I'm just trying to make him feel better. If you think you're a sinner just because you were dealing some drugs, I think that you're not. And that you were just trying to make people happy. And you should be able to sleep at night just fine.
You deal drugs?
Yes. Shit. I didn't think it would be so easy to go.
It's okay, I've said that to someone before too. It's alright.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you saying it to someone like
no
you?
No honor amongst thieves.
Okay. We're trying here, okay?
Yeah. Okay, all you're doing is judging everybody, writing down things about them.
That is my job.
What makes you so high and mighty, Cindy? Not you. Shh.
Hopefully one day I will get a promotion, and then I will be very high and mighty. Whilst you just remain
Hashtag
high.
Hashtag passenger, the devil appears and thanks Matt for bringing him all the new souls to him. He may just be hallucinating this one.
All right. So, out of the darkness, the devil walks out, looks at Clint and goes,
no. I said I'm done, okay?
Killed a lot of those kids. A lot of them died.
Stop reminding me. Stop it.
I own them now.
Do you own them?
They're my souls.
You are going to go to jail for a very, very
for
long time.
Jail, the devil's here. Stop winking at me!
He goes into the darkness.
He's got the kids. They think, they went here. It's my fault. I was an enabler. Nat 20. I'm just kidding.
You're a really good enabler. In the darkness, you start to hear.
I'm just going to jump up on the chair.
Some more of the snakes.
And like a bunch of little snakes start coming down through the darkness. And you all see them.
I'm up on a chair. Again.
Get back up to the
protect the baby
stairs.
Oh, you're going for the stairs?
Well, yeah, I'm going to try to get them up the stairs.
All right, I'm going to have you roll.
That's a two.
I got a three.
Wow.
So you literally take one step and then like twist. You went too quickly. you trip.
But I know the plane, so I know the layout. So
that's true.
So my plus two, that's a four.
That is a four.
Yes!
Okay, yeah, it's just enough. It's just enough. So what do you want to do?
So I'm just pushing them back up to the stairs, around the corner. So.
And the snakes just start heading towards you guys.
Get up the stairs! Go!
Looking over the chairs, running towards the stairs.
On the goddamn plane.
All right, I'm gonna have the other three roll. See how quickly you get up the stairs.
16.
Five.
Two, I fall over the chairs.
Yeah. Clint just hustles up these stairs as everyone else just trips.
Yeah.
And these little snakes, they're about like, they're not poisonous, but their bites hurt, and they do bite. And you have the baby. What do you want to do?
Throw it!
Can I throw it to Clint?
You can try and throw it to Clint if you want.
Okay, I want to try to throw it to Clint.
Oh, roll
d20. Oh, fudge.
Yeah, both of you. Clint also see.
Oh, nat 20.
Oh!
Wow.
And well, what did you get?
Five.
Oh, man.
Wonderfully.
So you throw the baby.
Hurling.
Clint, you catch the blanket. But the baby kind of just head hits the ground a little bit.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
Happens to every baby. At least one. It's okay. You're okay, baby.
It's a good bump. Good fall.
All right, so Cindy and Carrie, you're still in the ground. You threw the baby. You're still in the ground. Snakes are still coming. What do you guys want to do?
I'm covered. I'm falling over the seat. I'm just going to get up and then continue going to the stairs.
Okay, roll.
Three.
I also got a three. Roll again.
Two!
Right when you're about to get up, another snake bites your ankle.
I stumbled it with my other foot.
Roll.
Eight.
Four.
Oh.
So you were able to squish its head.
I am terribly sorry about this disastrous mess.
Tom, what do you want to try and do?
Again, just get everybody up the stairs, and then we'll barricade from above.
Okay, roll.
So we get up there. 19.
I got a 1.
Hey.
All right, you're able to get the others up the stairs.
All right, and then I'm just going to grab a cart and just knock it down over the door to the lower level.
Great. Roll for it.
12. I don't know if I get my +2 on that one. But.
All right, so you knock the cart down.
All right.
It goes rolling. And you see, like, it just kind of lands in the pile of snakes, and the snakes almost overtake it.
Oh, shit.
And you can slam the door behind you, or you can see if you want to do something else.
Is there a fire extinguisher around here?
Yeah, it's a plane, yeah.
I'm going to grab that, and I'm going to point it towards the snakes and start blasting them with the nitrogen.
Oh, okay, roll for it.
9.
6. So you grab this fire extinguisher, and you blow it, but it doesn't get that far. It only kind of goes about like 3 or 4 feet. It works, though. It is a working fire extinguisher.
I'm going to hand you the baby. I think I got this. I'm going to go into where like the little nook is for where the stewardesses would be.
Sure.
And look for like matches or something, like a lighter of some sort.
Okay, roll.
12.
All right, so you're going through, and there's like Coca-Cola, an alcohol, a couple of like tuna sandwiches that are closed up, and then you do find a couple of matches, but not many. Like okay. It's a little book of matches with like 4 matches left.
Okay, I'm gonna take it, and then I'm gonna look through some bags and look for some like axe spray or something.
All right, roll.
Well, there's alcohol.
Or alcohol.
Let's not make a Molotov in the air.
There's alcohol. That's right.
So you want to take the alcohol?
Yeah, I'll take the alcohol.
All right,
take the alcohol.
No.
The flights are fully stocked. Top shelf for
so you're gonna take the alcohol?
May I suggest we are in a closed space?
I'm gonna look for the axe spray.
Alright, roll.
Ooh, 14.
So you're looking and you find axe deodorant.
No, stick or
is it stick?
Alright, I'm gonna go for the alcohol. I'm gonna throw the alcohol down at the snakes.
Oh,
okay. And light a match and try and throw the match in there.
Roll 2 d20s.
Oh man.
Okay,
I'm standing ready with this extinguisher.
7 and 15.
Ooh, 20.
So you're able to throw the alcohol pretty well. It goes flying. Hits right in the middle of the snakes. You can light the match. You throw it, and it only goes about a foot. It's a little thin baby match. You have 3 matches left.
I'm going to try one more time.
Roll for it.
Keep that fire extinguisher ready.
Oh, yeah, it's right. I've got it. I'm ready.
Oh, 16.
All right, you light it, throw it.
I wait till everything stops moving in the fire, and then I'll hit it with the extinguisher.
As these snakes wrap around each other on fire and turn to the snake man.
Yeah.
Roll for it.
15.
Wow. I got a 1.
was a shot.
What do you describe it?
So I'm shooting it right in the head, hoping that there's enough of the snake together making some sort of giant snake brain that I can take it out.
Oh, it just collapses. And then just melts away.
I'm going to put out the fire.
That was horrible.
Remember how normal it was when we were just talking to that snake person? Where is the fire?
Oh my god.
That was very quick thinking. You may have saved the day.
The baby's still crying.
Thanks.
You saved this baby. See, you're not a bad man.
If this is where
just
hell's gonna
criminal.
Be.
Then...
Okay, well, there goes that moment.
As you guys make your way towards the second story, the lights in the cabin flicker, and the screen comes down from the front, and a movie starts playing.
Oh no.
Catskill Films proudly bring you a message from our owner.
That's your dad.
That's you?
It is, yeah. I don't know why this is playing.
The movie comes up, and there stands Tom Catskill Sr.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Thank you so much for flying my airline. It's the best airline in the world. You love it. It's beautiful. We have the best planes, the best people. Bad news. To be able to be as successful as I am, I sold my soul to Satan. But be able to allow that I not go to hell and suffer a terrible death, the worst possible thing that could ever happen to somebody. I have to feed him souls, and I picked you individuals for this flight. I feed them usually about once a month, new souls.
Your father has offered you up to the devil.
Thankfully, my son will be taking over the business. There's no possible way he would take any of these flights. I told him never to do so. Very excited. Anyway, thank you so much, everybody, for flying Catskill. Your money will be put to good use. But somewhere in the transition of if you take a powder before the portal to hell opens up, you'll end up in hell. Everybody else who's awake, they just kind of burn up in the hellish atmosphere. Thank you so much, everybody. Huge.
My dad is a fucking asshole.
For the first time in this entire day, I believe you.
This was all your family's fault. I knew it.
It's not my fault.
I also knew it.
What do we do?
Is that it?
Are
something
we done?
Something you hear below you. It sounds like the wheels are coming down on the plane.
He said, everyone who was asleep got here, and everyone who was awake burnt in fiery hell. Perhaps we should go to sleep?
As the plane starts to land, you hear as it hits the ground.
Can we look out the windows?
Can we see anything out the windows?
So you're making your way towards the pilot's area? Yeah. You look out, it's just fire.
It's just fire.
Volcanoes and fire.
Do we go to sleep?
I
think we're past that.
I have four more bullets.
We gonna shoot the devil? With four bullets?
You are gonna.
He probably does that because that's a workout.
I wasn't gonna shoot Clint, the devil.
That's not what he is talking about.
The door opens up, and smoke just kind of wafts in a little bit, and in walks a woman, red skin, horns, wearing a flight attendant's outfit.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to hell. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed your flight.
Good evening.
One, two, three, four.
Are you going to try that? Do you guys want anyone to stop him?
I don't have a choice, do I?
You know, I feel like I've kind of... I feel okay. I feel okay doing this.
I feel like I'd probably...
What are you doing?
Saved from a town.
Well, I'm
going to go full fog and then...
Yeah.
Can I offer everyone a little bit of heroin before...
Roll for
There's
it.
No time.
There's no time. 17.
17?
Mm-hmm.
You offer it. Do you all want to take it?
That's no, hilarious. I'm going to take my own pill.
Okay. Anyone else?
I'm just going to point towards this room. Cindy Atwater here. Can you tell me, where are we?
Oh, you're in hell, honey. You're on level 4 of hell.
And what is your level 4, you say? How many levels of hell are there exactly?
I believe 12.
12. 12 levels.
We've added some.
Could you tell us, is there any possible way we can get out of this situation?
Oh, there is, but it's very dirty.
Please tell us. Perhaps we would like to do it anyway.
You can save your soul if you sacrifice other souls. Like that baby there.
No.
I'm going to go ahead and pass for the group on sacrificing the baby.
I'm just saying as an example, there's other souls you can give up.
That Matt guy looked pretty... pretty sacrificial.
Kids playing Switch.
You're missing the point, honey. Everyone on this plane has sacrificed their soul by buying a ticket onto this airway. So you would have to pick somebody who's not already on the plane.
You know what? I'm going to volunteer Tom Cuskill Sr.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, very interesting. Okay. Well, there's going to be ways of doing anybody else? Anybody
you know
else?
What? He is such a valuable soul, worth so much to you, so much, I know that for a fact, that it's worth all of our souls together.
Some would argue it's a huge soul.
It is a huge soul, in exchange for our small, pitiful, meaningless
it's
souls.
It's smaller in person than it looks. Are you sure you want to make a literal deal with the devil?
Well, I'm not the devil, sweetheart. I'm just I'm a representative.
Literal representative of the devil.
Perhaps it's less of a deal and more of a trade.
So is this something you want to try and do?
Do you think you can trust
I believe he will have earned his space here. You will get great use out of him, and setting us free will cost you nothing.
So I'm going to leave you two options on the table. I can get you to Tom Cuskill Sr.'s office if you can get him to agree. Or you could try to kill yourselves, which you were talking about earlier, which I'll tell you right now, suicide's gonna get you right back here, sweetheart.
Why don't we hop over to interview Tom Cuskill Sr.?
We'll take that option.
Yeah.
All right, good luck. Is that Kirk Kamer? Right as she says that. You guys end up in the waiting area of Tom Cuskill Sr.'s boardroom.
Nancy, he'll see us now, and we walk right in.
I don't think your father knows you're supposed to be here today. Are you supposed to be here?
He knows I'm here.
Should I call him?
No. It'll be a surprise. He doesn't know what time I was coming.
Oh my God,
is
that a baby? Yeah.
What's his name?
Her name... Jesus, I told you we shouldn't have put blue on you. Her name is Cindy.
Oh, is that yours?
No, I'm her nanny.
Nancy, I'm sure you've a lot of work to do. We're gonna go in and
we
see
need to
my,
go
my
see
father
him.
Now.
Who are you?
He's with me. It's fine. That's fine.
They're all with you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that your baby?
It's incredible how many people ask you if that is your baby.
Single.
Oh, she looks like
you
me a little bit.
Single.
We'll talk about this later, Nancy. Please.
My goodness, Mr. Junior.
That's what they call me.
Mr. Junior.
You open the door, you go into your father's office. He's there eating just the juiciest peach. Just as it's running down his chin. It is gross.
Mr. Tom Cuskill Sr., Mr. Tom Cuskill Sr., what is this we hear about you making a deal with the devil and selling your passengers to him to save your own
Lies,
soul?
Lies, fake news, sad. Keeps eating this watery peach.
I'm sure a lot of people don't like you, sir.
That's the crooked media for you.
So I was on the plane. The sacrificial plane that you sold to the devil for the bottom line.
I want to make it clear, I sell many, many planes to the devil. He, so many deals, I'm the best deal maker in the world. So many planes to the devil.
Acknowledges selling planes to
the
devil.
Well, we made a deal, and now you are going to honor it.
Give me the paperwork, I got to read this deal first. Pulls out another pickle.
You know what? It's a very good deal. It's actually such
it's
a fantastic
one of those, like,
deal. It is such a fantastic deal that you don't even want to read the paperwork, sir. You are so excited about this deal, you want to sign it right away.
It's more than three paragraphs, so you're not even going to want to read it anyway.
We'll read it for you.
I'm definitely going to want to read this deal.
Let's roll. 8.
20.
Oh.
Give me the paper.
I did the double stewardess lady give us something for him to sign?
A little puff of fire appears and the paper is in your hand. Great. Starts looking it over, licking his fingers disgustedly and turning
page. We can't just kill him.
No, we can't. We can't do that. We can't kill ourselves. We just gotta... It's your dad. You need to toughen up.
I can't make apparently I can't make him sign his soul away.
Got if you tell him that it's your soul or his soul, would he really not die for you?
Got a confession to make. Can't read, don't know how to. He signs it, and the second he puts the final dot over the eye in Catskill, flames burst out of his eyes and his ears.
Human emotions real.
As he sinks into the ground, his hand grabbing for the pickle.
Have a nice flight, Pops.
Taking it into hell with him.
We did it. Are we free?
For now, young Clint.
For now.
What does that mean?
Oh, absolutely nothing except for all this juicy gossip I have on everyone.
She's gonna try to get you arrested.
Stop. Look, I went, all right, I went to Harvard Med. That's why I was able to make such great drugs, but I'm gonna stop.
Forgive me, did you kill several teenagers? Several.
They overdosed on their own.
On your supplies, sir.
While you're all talking, the passengers from the plane start appearing in the room. Zach, Matt, Bill.
Mom. There's no 7 foot tall
Bronson
though,
Pinchot,
right?
Snake Plissken, who was supposed to make an appearance. He's here. He was taking a nap. My God.
I guess it works.
We're not on the plane anymore.
If everyone could just keep calm, I will interview all of you.
Bill, we made it. We're okay.
My God. I better go call my mother. Such bad news. He opens the door to the office. He starts making their way out. Everyone starts going out. And as you're making your way out, Nancy, the secretary, runs up. What happened?
You know what, Nancy? It's too much to explain, but my father, he's left the company away to
Junior here. It was quite incredible, actually. He brought us all here as witnesses to hand over the company directly to his son.
Exactly.
He has gone off to a foreign country to live out his retirement in peace and seclusion. Thank you so much, Nancy. You've done a fantastic job. My name is Cindy Atwater.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I'm gonna have to need some signatures of witnesses so everyone knows that this happened. I could just have you guys sign in.
You know what? We will get back to that later. Yeah. We do have a meeting, so we have to get to. Thank you so much, Nancy. You've done a fantastic job.
So hold on. What does everyone do?
I'm just leaving. I'm walking out. I'm leaving.
I was like, I'm done signing stuff for today.
I suggest the baby signs.
You want the baby?
Forge her signature with the baby's hand.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah?
Okay. Nancy looks up.
Here you go, baby. There you go. Good girl. Oh, you're such a good girl.
Thank you so much. And Junior, do you need to sign anything?
I probably do. I should probably read over it first, just to make sure everything is...
That's a good idea. It's usually a good idea to read before you sign anything.
Shit.
Nancy turns to you and smiles as red horns pop out of her head and the baby disappears away.
You give me back that baby!
She signed. And Nancy vanishes as well.
No.
You said that if you got my father...
Nancy vanishes.
Oh,
Nancy's gone.
Just
she said that...
Nancy, come back!
Why did you have the baby sign?
I thought it
and
would
coming
be...
out of the office is the father. You said you found my baby?
I did, Victor, but I just signed its life away to the devil.
What?
I'm sorry. It was a babysitter's mistake. And I wasn't trained for any of this. I only get $15 an hour, okay?
Scandal.
I've had to start selling heroin on the side just to pay for all the traveling back and forth. I'm sorry, Victor, I lost your baby.
I'll exchange my soul for the baby.
What?
Clint. I'll exchange my soul for the baby.
Nancy reappears.
Really?
Yeah. I shouldn't be alive.
Why?
It's my fault.
What is?
You know, I've done a lot of sinning in my life and I haven't repented at all.
Oh, you haven't? Well, you're gonna end up here anyway. Bye! She disappears again.
Sorry, I tried. They aren't budging.
Oh, Can you kill me now with your gun?
And that will bring us to the end of this episode of Blood Curdling. Damn, Luke
Tanner! Oh my god.
Yikes.
We're alive!
We're so damaged.
Yeah.
We were so damaged from that flight.
Everyone, thank you so much for watching The Flight from Hell! I'm Cameron Rice. I've been your GM and storyteller for this episode. Thank you so much for joining us. Everyone, thank you so much for all the passengers.
Yeah.
Mostly
look at all the celebrities in our game.
Mostly consisting of celebrities.
And characters from the
video plan. Poor Danny DeVito. I love Danny DeVito. We ripped on him pretty hard in this. I love Danny DeVito. Going around the room, Scott, where can people find you online? Anything you want to plug?
Not in particular, you can find me on all the social medias at Norse Meat.
Matt!
Hey, I'm Matt. I'm here all the time. Shagga Express, everywhere. And I'm here. Yeah!
Again, this is Kina's first time doing any kind of RPGing. Kina, you have an album that you just put out.
Yes, it's called In Harm's Way by The Go Ahead. You can find us at The Go Ahead or thegoaheadmusic.com.
Kina's a singer.
Nice.
Yeah, get the album. Listen to it, please. Let me know what you think.
Go listen to it.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Where can people follow you online and things of that nature?
Huh?
Where can people find you online?
You can find me personally. I am at The Lovely Wise on Twitter and Instagram, and my band is at The Go Ahead. And I would, yes, please, please keep in touch.
Nice.
Go listen to her album.
Thank you.
Kate? My name's Kate. You can find me on Twitter at Kate's Tweets. You'll always see when I go live. Thank you so much for all the support on this episode. This was a really immersive one, Cameron. I was so into it. Thank you so much. This was an absolute blast. And thanks for always supporting the channel. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, and as for me, Dress Galian, you can find me there. Go check out Cineverse on YouTube with me, Adam, and Elizabeth talking about movies. And everything else I usually plug. I've been doing a lot of photo stuff lately. Kate, I did some photos with.
We did a shoot together.
Yep, and I just did a shoot last night with Kina. So those will be going out over time. And guys, we will be back next week, me, Scott, and Kate, with our third story in Blood Curdling, Tales of Terror. Thank you much, everybody. And we'll see you tomorrow here. And Matt, what's going to be on the channel tomorrow? What's happening?
Oh, tomorrow's a roguelike, y'all. First, Peter's going to be playing some Power Rangers with y'all, and then we're going to have roguelike tomorrow night.
Please watch Roguelike.
If you haven't seen it, we have a new trailer out for Roguelike where Kate did the voiceover.
It was so cool. And Roguelike is like my new favorite show of all time. It's so much fun to play and so much fun to watch. You got to check it out.
Oh, well, why am I doing? go check that out. We usually sometimes do like a Friday night party stream after Roguelike. So stick around for that. And other than that, everybody, take care of yourself, have a good weekend, and we will see you next time on Blood Curdling Tales of Terror!